joining us this morning on our Shift Today radio experience, where you have an opportunity to receive inspirational messages from the Word of God and engage on our online experience every single weekday, Monday through Friday, with me, your ministry host, Nina Roach, and everyday people on this phone, whether they're seekers or believers. But we have an opportunity to hear the Word of God and to respond to the Word of God. God just doesn't want us to hear the Word. He wants us all to be a doers of the Word so that we can all be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So when you come on Shift, you're changing your perspectives through the airwaves. Through every segment, you're receiving insightful and inspiring messages and power-packed declarations of faith from the Word of God. So I'm so excited that you've joined us this Monday morning. We have gotten such a great start, oh my goodness, on our Faith Builders Challenge. We are already on day 3. The Faith Builders are pressing in. They're responding. I'm seeing their actions, and I believe that God is going to meet them right where they are at their point of need. It's still not too late to join, even though we're in day 3. You can sign up by going right to our website, or if you have our app, you can go there to Shift Today and click on events, and you'll see Get Your Faith Up, Get Registered, Pay for Your 21-Day Challenge. And if you're not able to do so now, we'll also be relaunching, going for a second go-round starting January 1st. Really some good, some really good things are coming up for the new year. And so we have to be a prepared people for what God wants to do, because everything that we're doing by faith. And so we have to have our belief up. We have to have our trust in place so that we don't boast and so that we can take hold of all that God desires for us. So I'm really excited about the things that are happening in Shift Today Ministries, and I am so excited that you have joined us as well. And if this is your very first time joining us on our Shift Today radio experience, I want to welcome you. And just know, I believe that you've been appointed to listen, whether if you're listening now or later on to the podcast for such a time as this. I want to go right in and pray, because as soon as I was dialing the number, I heard the Holy Spirit share something with me, and I believe that's going to be predominantly the duration of my time that I'll be speaking about what he shared. So I want to go right in and pray and welcome the Holy Spirit onto our broadcast, and get ourselves built up with the ministry of the Word. Then we'll make a few declarations of faith, and then I believe that you're going to go throughout your day and be blessed with great expectation and allow the Spirit to do what he does best, and that's to be God. So Heavenly Father, we so thank you for this morning. Father, we thank you for watching over us during the night watches. When we were asleep, or even if we were up, we know that you were with us. Though we may not have received your presence, God, you were there. And so, Father, I ask you this morning that you, that we receive, shall I say, the fresh manna that you have provided for each one of us today. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your word, oh my God, was first before anything has ever existed. Our lives are resolved, and they are in tune when we are in tune with your word. Father, teach us how to number our days by your word. Teach us how to live and believe and to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, I just thank you for all that you are doing for each one of us, and that you know us, you understand us, you get us. And I thank you that there is no guilt, shame, and condemnation to those that are listening today, but just receive the ministry of the love of God wherever you are, because he wants you to not only hear today's broadcast, but he wants you to experience his love. Tap into his love. It's not an artificial love. It's not a love of works or love of performance, which means it's something that you have to do. And if you are still a performer to try to get God to do something or to try to manipulate him, I'm telling you, getting into our 21-Day Faith Builders Challenge will really help you to really dive in and change your perspectives and uproot those ungodly beliefs, because that's something, a belief that's gone wrong bad. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for the things that you created for your people to engage with them. I thank you for all of these resources from Shift Today Ministries platform and other ministries, Father, that you are using, Father, for your purpose and for your glory. And so even on this broadcast, Father, I thank you that everyone that has joined us today and that you think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay and none of me and all of you, Father, have your way, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you're refreshing each one of us today. Even though we might have been refreshed from a good night's rest, but refresh our spirits, refresh our souls in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your partnership. We thank you for your provision. And we thank you for your faithfulness. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the things that the Holy Spirit shared with me soon as I was literally logging in onto the computer and getting catching up with you all on the back end and dialing in, he says, tell them don't worry. I said, okay. He says, don't worry. And I mean, you could probably hear it coming through my voice because he's in me. He says, don't worry. Sometimes, and I was thinking about this, sometimes we all can worry about things that are to come, but we also can worry about things that are of the past. Maybe it's things that you don't want to be found out, or something you don't want others to discover about you, or something. I don't know. But the Holy Spirit says, don't worry. And then he says, don't worry by saying, because your words are very important. He says, tell them to not worry, because if this is the year of harvest and we're growing in our faith, we're growing in our beliefs, we're seeing the manifestations of our words, we cannot even worry about even the good things that are to come. You can't even worry about the harvest. So say like if you are, God is blessing you, and you are already got your hands involved and others are connected with you and what you're doing and moving forward, don't worry by saying, don't allow worry and anxiousness and how it work out. It's trying to figure it out. This is what he gave me this morning out of Matthew. I'm going to read Matthew 6, verse 25, and I'm going to read Matthew 6, 31. As soon as I got on the broadcast, he says, tell them don't worry. He says, so from the Passion Translation, don't worry. This is why I tell you to never be worried about your life, for all that you need will be provided, such as food, water, clothing, everything your body needs. Isn't there more to your life than a meal? Isn't your body more than clothing? The Message Bible says, if you decide for God living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are the fashion. There are far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more than outer appearance, more than outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless. God wants to live careless, not full of cares, being careful, careless in the care of God, and you count far more than him, than birds. The voice says, the voice version says, here's the bottom line. As he said, as soon as I came on the broadcast, he says, tell them don't worry. He says, do not worry about your life. Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will drink. Don't worry about how you clothe your body. Living is more than merely eating, and the body is about more than dressing up. Matthew 6:31 says, from the Amplified Bible, listen to how the Amplified says, Matthew 6:1, therefore do not worry or be anxious perpetually, uneasy, distracted, saying, see, that's how you take it. Kingdom of God and in the kingdom of the world. And any of you all missed my video, you can catch it on my Facebook page. I did a one-hour video yesterday in regards to Get Your Faith Up. It was a blurb about the the faith challenge, and the diff. I really went in a lot about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. But he says in the Amplified Bible, Matthew 6:31, talking about today, do not worry, saying. He says, therefore, do not worry or be anxious, perpetually uneasy. Now, when you think about that, that's what I like about the Amplified, because it also gives the text in the Greek for the New Covenant or the New Testament, and in the Hebrew form of the wordings in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. So he says, perpetually uneasy. Are you perpetually uneasy? Are you distracted, saying? Because what you are saying is coming from either a place of worry, being perpetually uneasy, being distracted, being confused, or you're just resting in God, or you're trusting in Him. He says, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or what are we going to wear? All of those things, God is saying, I have those things already for you, and they are already under control. And it may not be clothing for your body, or it may not be food for your stomach. It may be other things that you are worrying about that you call a concern. Don't be perpetually uneasy. Don't be distracted. God says, immediately said, I got on here. He says, they're doing things, and I'm advancing them, and they're seeing their faith. He says, but don't get into worry, saying, and don't even say it under your breath. Don't get into worry, saying. Say the word of God. Whatever you begin to say, whether if you're in the kingdom of God or if you're in the kingdom of the world, this is how you take it. This is how you have everything that you are having right now, is because somewhere along the line you took it. You took the word of God and you said it, you believed it, and you said it. That's how you build your faith. That's how it first starts. You have to believe in your heart first and say something. And how can you believe in your heart first and say something without hearing something? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So therefore, once you hear something, then you believe something, then you decide something. What are you going to do? Why are you going to respond? Then you wait for the Holy Spirit. He'll show you how to respond. But if you just read the word of God, you'll know how to respond. You can respond naturally. He'll take you through revelation, not the book of Revelation, but through a higher level of seeing and give you more insight to go into the depth of what he's showing you. But he said, don't worry, saying. Don't take a thought, say. Don't take a worry thought and say. A health challenge and say. Don't take an anxious thought and say. Don't be perpetually uneasy and say. Don't get distracted and say. Don't take a thought that you're unsure about and says, I don't know. Well, guess what? The more that you say that you don't know, guess what? You won't know. You're not in denial that you don't know, but you can call forth what you want to know. Father, as an example, Father, in the name of Jesus, instead of saying, I don't know, say, you know, I need clarity on this, of something that I don't understand at this time. And but you're coming forth with the answer by saying what you want. Call the thing that you want, not continue to say what you don't want. Say, for instance, you get a doctor's report. Well, instead of saying what the doctor's report says, don't call in the doctor's report saying. Begin to say the report of the Lord. What did he say? Whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? That's why they couldn't go in into Canaan, because they did not believe the report of the Lord. They were walking by sight. Oh, we see giants in the land. Oh, the people are there. They're this, and they're more stronger than us. And how can we ever overcome them? And God says, you know what? You guys aren't going in. Only Jacob and Caleb are going in. And God is looking for some Jacobs and Calebs in this season to rise up and start to gird themselves up to walk by faith. To walk by faith is a higher level of living, because you are living completely, completely independent from the world system, which means if the world says this is the way to get the result, that is not the highest level of living. The word of God was here first. That's the highest level of living. So the Holy Spirit said, when I got on this broadcast, he says, tell them not to worry, saying. Because when you take the thought by saying, or take whatever it is you're doing by saying, you are having what you say, which I've talked about this before, but I'm led to go back. where he says in Numbers 14:28. Oh, there it is. Numbers 14:28. What does Numbers 14:28 say? It says, let me get here really quick. Numbers 14:28 says, this is it. Numbers 14:28. Okay, let's try it again here. We got Jude, we got Matthew, and we should have Numbers. Oh, here we go. Numbers 14:28 says, so tell them, just like he told me to tell you this morning, not to worry, but he's saying from the voice. So tell them, I say, as I live, I will make sure that what you're complaining about or what you're worrying about saying really does happen. Well, God is not going to reinforce that, because what he wants you to reinforce is the word. He wants you to reinforce the promise, not the problem. That's part of the faith builder's challenge. You have a problem. First, you know the plan of God. He says his plans are to prosper. So first, you start off with the plan. No matter what, God wants me to prosper. Even if I'm going through a challenge, God wants me to prosper through this challenge. Not so much as a 21-day challenge, but, I mean, you may be experiencing some kind of challenge in your life, and you keep toiling and striving and working in your flesh, and it's not working. So, therefore, you need to do what God has said to do and turn that problem over to him. He says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. And then the problem no longer becomes your problem, which is one of the chapters in my Get Your Faith Up book. The problem is no longer your problem. Who's got your problem now is not even God. You rolled it off on him, but he doesn't, in a sense, have your problem, because Jesus technically buried your problem when he went to hell. He rose up from the grave, not with your problem. He rose up from the grave with the keys to the gate of hell. So therefore, you can be free and loose from your problems. Problems will come. Jesus told us clearly in the world that in the world we will have trials and tribulations, but cheer up. For I have overcome the world. And see, the word knows how to cheer you up. So if you're sulking and going back and forth and being tossed to and fro, that's because you are meditating and thinking about your problem. But you're called to, literally, he didn't suggest or ask you to give me your problem. He says, problem, give it to me. That's a command. Give me your problem. Because God doesn't want you to have the problem. He wants you to have the promise. And so then you start operating by faith, not from the problem. You start operating by faith because you are aware of the problem that you are walking out of, and you are doing it with the promise of God. And I would encourage you to really get one or only two scriptures, maybe max. So when I teach you really to go into that part of meditation, that's part of your fasting time that I'm using, as well as at least once a week, especially if you're doing our Faith Builders Challenge, to lay aside at least, if you can't do it for a full day, do it for just one meal. Skip a meal and take the time and do your eat the word of God, you know, because the word is medicine. Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, live or be sustained by word of bread alone, natural food, but be sustained by the word of God. So instead of having a natural meal, I tell you, many times I have to make almost myself eat because I get so indebted into the word, and I'm like, oh, my God, but I'm so full. But I know that I have to still feed my natural body, but I'm so full of the word. So when you stay in the word, you will get the benefits of the word of God, because the word brings life. So also he says from the Amplified, he says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just what you have spoken in my hearing, I will most certainly do to you. And that's not just negative. That's a positive. God is not going to do the negative thing to you. He's going to just allow the enemy to do that, or you're allowing the enemy to do it. Because Satan can't do anything without your word. God cannot do anything without your word. God couldn't make you a believer. He presented to you an invitation through his word so that you can receive it. And then once you received it and you believed it in your heart and you acted upon it, because that's what faith does, faith acts upon what it believes in the natural realm as well as the spiritual realm. If you believe that a chair can hold you and you believe it, then you take an action and you sit down. You don't sizing up, you're bagging up, you're looking at the chair, you're looking at something else to see if it'll work. No, you believe that it will, and you just naturally do it by faith. But just think, you're using natural faith by what you see. Remember, the kingdom of God is believing and then it's seen, The kingdom of the world's way, as I mentioned on our Facebook one-hour blurb last night, was the kingdom of the world system is seeing and then is believing. So it's the same thing. You need to practice and start learning how to use your faith. And I'm telling you, I'm not bagging off of this topic. I just realized when I was talking yesterday and writing and doing other things, you know, concerning the challenge and having my time, I really realized that this is just really one of my assignments from even when I was thinking when I was back in ministry school. Everything was big on faith, but now I truly understand why, because that's the only way you're really going to get genuine, lasting results in every area of your natural life. So if you want to have natural results that are going to be effective and that you can enjoy, you don't have to worry about it changing. You don't have to worry about it having any side effects. That's what I like about God's word. I love about it because it's medicine. It doesn't give you side effects that the synthetic things that the world makes or man makes. It's no side effects. The benefits of having the word of God is you're redeemed from, your life is redeemed from destruction. You're healed of all of your diseases, and then you can maintain your health. You are forgiven of all of your iniquities. You're crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Your youth is renewed. You're getting refreshed in your spirit every day. I know for me, I'm looking younger and younger. Literally, it ain't because of some glow. I'm not getting Botox and all of that other stuff. I'm just feeding on the word. The word knows how to do the work. But when you plant the word of God in your heart, let the word work. You can't strive for the word to work. You don't strive for the seeds that you plant your flowers with or your gardens with an expectation that, okay, I'm going to start watering it, and then you keep looking out the window a couple of days or next week or a month, and then you start to still see it to bud. Well, your faith has to bud. When you plant the seed, it's just the same exact thing as if you're an agriculturalist. You would have to watch your faith bud. You have to water it. You have to give it sunshine in the natural so it gets sun. And then they have artificial sun that they've created for flowers that are growing indoors. But guess what? You have a fortress that's growing inside of you, because everything that God has sent you to do, it is already in you. You have to draw what is already in you by faith instead of getting everybody else's opinion and then having them give you some ideas and some other things, and so that they're drawing out stuff that God never planted. That's one of the prayers that I always pray. God, don't give me anything that you haven't planted or uproot what you have planted. Because I don't want what God has not planted. I don't want what the enemy has planted in me. I want what God has planted. And anything that he did when I was in a vulnerable state of mind, or if I was in a vulnerable emotional state, or if I was worried or anxious, or wherever he tried to plant some sort of seed, I always pray, God, remove that. Because I don't want to see the fruit of that. I want to see the fruit of my faith. I want to see the fruit of your word working in my life. Because it's God that work the faith together. It's God that gives you the faith. Amen. So he says, as soon as I got on this broadcast, he says, don't worry. He says, I know that you're pressing forward. I know that you're advancing in your faith, but don't worry. Don't worry about how it's going to all work out. It's going to work out, because if you've got my vision, you've got my heart, you've got my plans, we're in partnership together, God says, don't worry. As soon as I got on the broadcast, right when I was logging in and dialing in, he says, don't worry. Don't take care for your life. Don't take care for your past. Even your past doesn't belong to you anymore. Because once you come into the kingdom of God and you make Jesus your Lord, all of you are a part of him. He wants your past. He wants your future. He wants your now moments, because he knows what to do with your past. He knows how to get you healed. He knows how to get you to stay mindful in the present moment. Because I'm telling you, the only way you're going to get healed, you're not going to get healed from your past, living in your past. You're going to get healed practicing mindfulness and living in that 15% of your soul, in your spirit man. Well, it's 100% spirit man, but in that 15% of your conscious mindset to deal with the things of your past. You can't get out of your past thinking about the past. You can't. You got to stay in the present moment and have some kind of coach. Like I'll coach you through a healing process to get you over to that next place of what God wants to do. Because there's some things that God wants to do for you. And he says, don't worry saying. Don't take the thought by saying. That's how you take a thought. You take a good thought by saying the word of God. You take a bad thought by saying the word of God. So whatever you desire, then take it. If you want it, then take it. Then discern the thought. So if a thought comes to you, the first thing you should do is say, where is this thought coming from? Because the spirit world is the causal realm, which means the things that you're experiencing, it doesn't come from the physical realm first. It starts from a spiritual source. So either God or it's either the enemy. It's only one of the two. One of those two will be the author of where you are right now and what you have permitted right now. Either you're permitting God to work in your life from the word of God, or even you're permitting Satan to work from his word. He works from his word through suggestion. God works from his word through invitation. Saying God doesn't have to suggest something because he knows that it works. Satan doesn't. He's making suggestions, and his suggestions are confusing because, remember, if he's the author of confusion, God isn't. So he has to use confusing words to confuse you. He's the author of lies, so he has to use lying words to get you to get tripped up. But if you're focused in your faith and you're staying in the word, you won't be easily deceived. Hear what I'm telling you today. You don't have to be deceived because the word is truth. The word is the way. Jesus is the way. He knows how to get you through to the other side. Amen? So let's make a few declarations of faith before we get off today's broadcast. As I want to press in today, the word of the Lord, he says, don't worry, saying. Don't take a thought saying. You got to know who you are as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you take your stand. You discern those thoughts. You filter out through your soul. Where is this thought coming from? Is this coming from something that has happened in the past? Is it coming from something, you know, from my brokenness or my hurt? Or is it coming because I haven't renewed my mind in that area yet, so I'm still permitting it to happen? So therefore, you can't cast any more judgments. You can't make up any more excuses. You can, but it won't work. You'll just stay at the same place. Hear what I'm telling you? But God wants you to move on. So let's make some trusting. Since we're not going to worry, we're going to, as God says, he's going to make come to pass our words in his hearing. So we might as well put something in his hearing so he can hear and make those words come to pass so that we can be sustained. Amen? So let's make some declarations of faith this morning, starting off with acknowledging our head of the body of Christ, who is Jesus. Remember, we are the body. He is the head. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. Jesus has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I refuse to worry about anything. I cast my care upon God because he cares for me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He causes me to lie down in green pastures, so my soul is at rest. Today I will decide to relax, to be kept safe by God, to be loved by God, because everything is going to be all right for me. Everything is changing for the best for me. I choose to enter to the rest of God because everything's coming together. I open up my heart because love is on the way. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. The perfect love of God casts out all fear within me. I do not have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and of a sound mind. I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am the apple of my Father's eye. I am a member in the body of Christ, and I am well kept by my Father. I no longer live for myself, but I live for God, who has given me all that he has. He has given me his spirit, his power, and a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ, and I hold the thoughts of his purpose regarding myself. I am a child of God, and I walk in the light by faith and not by sight. I am a world overcomer. In Jesus' name, amen. I will it, I take it, I have it, I believe it. And in the name of Jesus, I seal these decrees by faith. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that I can ask or dare to imagine, according to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from failing and falling, and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, the Holy Spirit is sustaining my spirit, my soul, and my body. To the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, eternal, immortal, invincible God, the only wise God, be honored and glorified this day in Jesus' name. If hallelujah is the highest praise, come on and let's give it up and just say hallelujah. Praise God for the good things that he has done. Remember to not worry, saying, take the thought, take the promise, and say the word of God, and you shall have whatsoever you say. I truly believe that, and God wants you to believe that too, because remember, God's word works, and so does faith. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you, and God bless you, and I look forward to tuning in here tomorrow with you. In Jesus' name, amen.